Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is a two for Tuesday, and that means Red Sox tickets every hour, all day, and I will give away the next pair in about a half an hour or so as we are listening to Hill Notes this morning. So you can leave one of those anytime you want on the Odyssey app. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app, and then if the spirit moves, you can leave a voice note on any topic. And there are a lot on the table today. Boston Red Sox continue to struggle. There's an issue between Scheim and Courtney with regard to the sourcing on Pizzagate. But any topic that you want, leave a Hill note and we'll play the best ones back coming up. And we are here in the studio till Thursday and then on our way to Newport, Rhode Island, the Rhode Island Road Show. During roadshow season this year is in Newport. And so that's an unbelievable city. Your first time there was last year when we did the Audrain Automobile Show.
Yep.
And you loved it.
Yeah. And then,
and you actually enjoyed being on the Cape. Normally you hate the Cape, but you enjoyed Friday.
Yeah, I do. I like to go to the Cape. It's just really about finding the time when to go because the traffic, like we were coming back from the Cape.
So easy.
And the traffic on the other side for people going down when
it's Memorial Day weekend.
Wow. I was like, man.
And we took a lot of photos both Thursday night and Friday morning. I haven't gotten a single email with the photos. We're really asking people to send them because we want to update the break photos for Twitch and YouTube. So if you could email locallegends with an SGHS at gmail.com.
Okay.
That would be greatly appreciated.
All right. And we are definitely looking for local legends for every road show.
Yes.
I got a couple suggestions for Newport. I think the mayor of Newport wants to come on the show on Friday morning, if you would like. Maybe give Wiggy the key to the city or something like that.
It's because of you, Greg, honestly, and this show that has really brought me to places I had never known about. You know, Cape I wasn't really big on. Then we go down there, we do our road show there. Some of the places in Rhode Island, the Newport place you talked about, the ocean mist when we go down there, you know.
Bermuda.
Yeah. And the vineyard. And I was like, why would I go to the vineyard? And I was like, Greg talks about it. I've never been in Nantucket. Then I was like, well, black people go to the vineyard. And now I'm going back to the vineyard in August again.
Nice.
I had no clue. I was like,
is that show Sirens supposed to be set on Nantucket?
Great question. I thought the same.
I think it is.
I looked it up. It's a New York. It's like off of New York.
But they talk about the vineyard in it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good show.
I'm really liking it. I'm not finished.
Oh, you're not done yet? Okay.
No.
It's like good early, late spring, early summer Netflix filler show.
Yeah.
It's Southie. You put me on a Southie. I would have never thought about Southie.
Port Haven.
What is it?
Port Haven.
Yeah.
That's a TV show.
Did anybody see the new Mission Impossible movie over the weekend?
I haven't, but the Ken Laird has.
Oh.
He said it was very good. I asked him for a review.
We should get him in here for a review. What's he doing?
He said, I'll be there. Take me a bit. I was like, busy. I don't know what the hell you're doing, Ken.
Sending out emails.
Right.
This is Mike from Plymouth. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Great.
Oh, not much. Listen, I've been watching you guys since before when Greg, you were at the old station.
Yep.
So I watch you in the morning, then I listen to you for the rest of the day. I'm on Team Curtis. Curtis, you're the best.
You're the best.
But one thing that I had to bring up, finally calling in, when Courtney first came on the scene, she was so sensitive and has been wearing that crown since. Scheim, love the guy, 10 times more sensitive than anybody on that panel.
Yes.
Anytime you can make the slightest joke and he'll go, ho, 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 instead of let it roll. Dude, you got to just relax and take it.
Where
and
have
get
you
back
been for the last week?
Like, what?
All I've done is subject myself to the abuse of the match. Like, I don't. What do you want from me?
I'm just making a general statement that Courtney has. I've watched her grow as a person and a radio personality.
Thank you,
Mike. And man, she can take it and just shine. Just laugh at yourself, bro. It makes it all come better.
I laugh
at
myself
just,
every day.
Don't
Mike.
Worry, Shine. I'll teach you my ways.
Well, that's
stay after. Right.
I'd rather not get a report wrong. Thank you.
That's why he said he's coming back for his crown.
Yeah,
it's a sensitivity yes. crown.
Exactly.
You're kind of hearing it now, like the way that you're, you know, responding to that.
Yes,
and
it's just,
I love you.
You're right, Mike. I'm so sensitive. I'm as soft as baby poof.
You're making it worse.
Yeah. You know what they say? Sarcasm. The
the
twin brother
sensitivity.
No. Twin brother of sensitivity.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Is
definitely.
That what they say?
I believe they do say that.
That tracks. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was in the Bible.
Yeah, I believe yep. they said that.
The Beatitudes, specifically.
Local legend. New Edition, Ralph Tresvant had a song, Mr. Sensitivity.
Oh, he did?
Yes. So
solo?
Yeah, when he went on a solo tip, yeah. Mr. Sensitivity song. But that sarcasm is what they say is just sensitivity being hidden behind
ooh,
sarcasm.
Okay, I'll take notes. I'll keep that in mind. Thank
hey,
you.
Don't throw. Hey, don't
Wait,
take
that
shots.
Was sarcastic.
I'm no, it wasn't. Saying, I was hey, just see? Wiggy gives out great advice.
That's
I just
all
to
I'm
make
trying
sure
to
take
know.
Notes. That's all.
You know, I wish Cord would listen to my advice.
Yeah,
but.
You know, Wiggy, you're right. Everyone should listen to Wiggy's advice.
Yeah. Also, just one thing. When it comes to the local legends, I already see Chris in the truck, who is great, always sends photos. If it's just like a photo of you, probably not going to make it. If it's like a solo shot, a selfie, or you know.
Group photo.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just Googled sensitive to sarcasm, and the first thing that popped up was sarcasm is hostility disguised as humor.
Mm.
Mm. See?
Well.
Yes, I am nothing if not hostile.
What a day.
Good. Courtney, yeah. Great source. Yeah. Got Shime running.
Yeah, such a good yeah. source that I haven't seen him in weeks.
That doesn't really, like, change anything.
Well, Courtney, how would he know that I was at this Chick-fil-A at this exact time if I haven't seen him in weeks?
Who the hell
talk
knows?
He probably yeah. called him afterwards, like, oh, man.
Wiggy, I haven't talked to him on the phone in over a week.
Is this one of the twins?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What's his name?
Kyle.
It's like, oh, Kyle just had two Chick-fil-A sandwiches. You got to try it with the Polynesian
right.
and Chick-fil-A sauce mixed up into one.
The maybe, Polynesian is a you thing. I mean, I'm just a straight Chick-fil-A
normally
sauce guy.
Blood is thicker than water.
Yes.
So for him to step out and essentially prove his loyalty to Courtney by sharing that information, it exposes him to family drama. Yeah. Like, so why would he make it up?
Right.
Greg, your guess is as good as mine. He won't respond to my text, so I have no idea.
It seems like a huge leap to lie about something right. that would damage the relationship.
Yeah,
to this
sometimes
extent.
You just have to take the L shine. Like, yeah.
Courtney, I'd be happy to. If you could show me proof that I was at this Chick-fil-A, I would be happy to, but I wasn't. So, like, I don't know what L you want me to grab. Okay.
So, Greg, you got the fall of Bobes. We got Castig to do the play-by-play. Yes. It was one of the great moments of my life.
Yes.
Probably says a lot about my life. But we have to be able to get in touch with the Chick-fil-A. We have yes. a guy that works here that made Chick-fil-A the viral story on the Today Show.
Yes. yes.
Like,
yes.
they owe us one. And we love yes. Chick-fil-A. They're
we
great
love
partners.
Chick-fil-A.
The best sandwiches
in America.
It
is delicious.
We should be able to get some understanding
right.
with
we
some video.
We can get the video.
Right?
Which one were you not at? Was it Nashua?
It's a good question. I was heading down the Cape, so the only place I stopped on my way down the Cape was in Plymouth at a card shop. And I bought Pokemon cards.
So we have to get Shime's brother to tell Courtney, whomever, the Chick-fil-A in question.
The location,
right.
yeah.
And then
Driving to the Cape, that was when you consumed one half of a granola bar? Is that what you said earlier?
No, it's a whole bar.
Okay, all right. Imagine that. A whole bar, a granola bar all day long.
That's all he ate.
And then only four tiny.
Well, like a bird. He ate them like a bird. Just four tiny little slices of bar pizza. That's it. Sorry.
So I would ask.
Can't have any more.
I would ask this question. Were you starving when you left the Trading Post?
No.
All right. I know I would have been.
Yeah.
Four of them small slices and one granola bar all day long. I mean, any normal person, I'm not even talking about a bigger person.
I mean, I had a yogurt before I came to work.
Are you on the Ozempi?
No.
Okay. I'm four people on the Ozempi.
You are.
That would make sense if four
made you full. Their teeth are falling out, but it's really a great weight loss.
Aren't they pooping in their sleep, too?
No, yes.
I think that was one story.
Have you seen Ozempic feet?
No.
Yeah, now all the celebrities have Ozempic feet.
What does that mean?
It's like malformed. Their feet are becoming malformed.
Like swollen?
Because of the Ozempic. Like, take a look at Ozempic feet. Ozempic feet, okay.
Don't you think if you're a celebrity and you use Ozempic, it should be on your shirt every day? In other words, like, you have all the world at your oyster. The world is your oyster. People look up to you. If you've lost a bunch of weight and it wasn't through changing your diet, you should tell people.
There's nothing wrong with Ozempic.
Who says there's something wrong with it?
I mean, if the celebrities want to do it.
Well, I just said they should be able to do it.
Ask the people whose teeth are falling out, though.
Well, I don't know whose teeth are falling out.
Yeah, I haven't heard
Lizzo's
that
Lizzo's teeth look pretty good. She's lost a ton of weight.
Oh, gross! Don't put that on there.
What?
What?
Have you seen Twitch?
Ozempic feet?
Oh, yeah. God.
Right. I haven't seen it.
Those are the Ozempic
feet. Aren't those just old, wrinkly feet?
Yeah, that's what those look like to me.
Those are celebrities who are like 22 years old.
I've got to be using, you know, retinol. Yeah.
I want to see from the ankles up if that person's really 22.
Were those taken out of Chick-fil-A?
There's no way.
Like, that is.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
I stand corrected also, thanks to somebody on the Subaru of New England text line. In Shime's family, blood is not thicker than Chick-fil-A sauce. So I misspoke there.
True. Chick-fil-A sauce is delightful. Don't get me wrong.
It's the best.
And you know what? I would love Chick-fil-A right this very minute.
However,
didn't have it last week.
And we know they have a great relationship because there's never been an issue between Shime and his brothers. He's like never. Yeah. So we know they have a great relationship. So why would his brother lie on him like that?
Did you talk to one of the twins and then they talk to each other maybe?
Oh, that could be it.
Could happen.
No, all right, I haven't talked to Andrew in a week either.
We're going to get to Hill Notes coming up. I have a pair of Red Sox tickets to give away before we get out of here on a 2 for Tuesday. And now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox fell to the Brewers in Milwaukee. 3-2 was the final. Garrett Crochet went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 11. They've got another one with the Brewers tonight. First pitch at 7:40. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Thunder go up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals with the Timberwolves. They take game 4, 128-126. Game 4 in the East is tonight in Indiana. The Pacers lead the Knicks 2-1. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is out for at least 2 weeks for the fever after suffering from a left quad strain. And in the NHL, the Hurricanes get a win, shutting out the Panthers 3-0 in Florida. Florida leads the East 3-1. The West has game 4 tonight. Edmonton leads Dallas 2-1. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That is what's trending.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jones and Keefe coming up in half an hour at 10 and an extended road show on Friday with Jones and Keefe at the Lobster Bar after we are done in Newport, Rhode Island. We should check the WEEI weather window with Chris Curtis, and that, of course, is brought to you by Window World of Boston. Shime, if you could, for Curtis. Okay, Curtis, how is it out there?
Ooh, lovely. I see a rivalry brewing with Shime and his twin brothers. One quick note before I get to the weather. I want to congratulate the greatest Johnny Egan, who over the weekend reached 39 years of sobriety.
Great job.
The best guy around, does everything for everyone, selfless, and he's the man. Right now in Boston, it is sunny, 68 degrees, going to get up to 77, perfect day today. Looking forward to our great trip to Newport, Rhode Island. Thursday might be a little rainy, but right now, updated, looks like the rain will be over by evening, so maybe I can enjoy the landing outside, and then Friday morning at the Lobster
Bar.
Sorry, I didn't want to get the other lobster mentioned. Is going to be in the mid to upper 60s during the show. No rain expected.
Awesome. Okay. And you could get a house full of new windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So visit windowworldofboston.com. We should get to Hill Notes, and they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Now you guys want to talk about Cora not doing his job. What, did someone write about it? You guys are like finger-in-the-wind politicians with this stuff. Let's go. He never managed a baseball team before he came here. He was a positional coach with very limited positional coaching experience. This was a move for optics. This was a name. He's not making any players better.
He was the bench coach on the world champion Astros in 2017. That's not a positional coach. Thank you.
I don't think there were many who, when the Red Sox, we talked about this earlier, when the Red Sox extended Alex Cora midseason, last season, in general, most people were happy with that move.
Wiggy
was not. You were on this early. You've had an issue with Alex Cora for quite some time.
Yeah, I just said that, you know, if there was another manager that was doing what he was doing, finishing in last place, or another coach out here, we would be saying, oh, he needs to go. We didn't do that. And then, because the other part of my argument was, you can't tell me, oh, he's able to do it without talent, because the first half of the season is performing well, and then the same talent, they fall apart in the second half. So that's not on him? Why is he a great manager the first half of the season to have them playing above their talent, but he can't do it in the second half?
Well, there have been fall guys, you know, and Heimblum was a fall guy.
Right.
And, you know, you looked at this team not that long ago, was, as baseball Brett brought up, was in the ALCS. So you can't always be pointing at the front office and saying they're not giving me the talent.
Right.
Eventually there has to be a question about you as a manager. I think. Go ahead.
All right. The Bruins and the Red Sox stink and seem to hate their fans. The Celtics can't live up to expectations, and they have a coach who can't find his own bottom with both hands. And the Patriots might be good, but they don't really do anything important until August. So I think it's time for everyone to become rugby fans, because there's a team in Quincy that's top of the Eastern Conference right now. They're going to start playoffs soon, and they're going for their third MLR championship. Anybody care? Anybody?
All right. What's the team in Quincy?
The Free Jacks.
Free Jacks.
Yeah.
Oh, is that who's the one? Is that Nate Ebner's team? Does he have a connection with that?
You are correct.
All right.
If they had helmets in rugby, they should have Jackson's face on the Free Jacks. They'd get a little more pub.
Yeah, Patrick Chung also additional owner.
Well, good luck
to
the Free Jacks for trying to bring home another chip.
I mean, the callers are correct that the question would be asked about anybody else who was coaching or managing a team with this particular lack of success.
But that's what we're doing.
Yeah. So, but Curtis, I think some people are saying the narrative on Alex Cora is that he's untouchable.
No, I think last year, at this time, the Red Sox were playing better than their roster. And Cora was in a walk year. And we said, if they let Cora go, this is another in a long line of decisions that show that winning is not important to the organization. They extended Cora. Then the bottom fell out again in the second half. Then this offseason, they invested. Everybody can agree that they invested in ways they hadn't in 5 years. So now, I think I said it in Florida with Wiggy, Courtney, and you, Greg, that you can no longer blame the management. And so now the light and the attention is on the manager.
Well, I guess you can blame the management for extending him. Because if Curtis' narrative is, then he's been pushing, and he's probably right about it, that maybe winning is not everything to Cora, why would you extend a manager that might not be his top priority, or at times might not be the top priority? So we could kind of criticize them for saying, well, you brought back a guy that hadn't had much success, that the team had finished in last place, you know, 3 out of 4 years, whatever that number was, and you extended him. On what basis would you do that?
Well, I think that they do have the excuse of, we didn't invest in the teams the last couple of years and the talent wasn't there, and Alex Cora was calling for them to add over and over again. So now that they did add, now it falls on Alex Cora.
But if you're a great manager, can't you get the...
I guess that's a separate argument, though. Like, if for them to extend him, they can say, well, we weren't investing in the team, and that falls on us for the last couple of years.
I would also say, Courtney, that Cora has shifted his urgency to win since he got the 3-year, $21 million deal.
Mm.
Maybe he was nervous about the wins being on his plate, and now that he's gotten extended, he's not nearly as nervous about getting those wins now.
Jackson here. Over the weekend, I pitched a ninth and final roadshow idea to Ken and Curtis, which I chalked all over them, and they hung up on me, so I am taking that as a yes, and I'm happy to announce the final Greg Hill Roadshow will take place at the Northeast Comic-Con Collectibles Extravaganza, featuring antiques, vintage toys, records, collectibles, and more, including a life-size Pokemon Charizard. Rumored celebrities include actress Christine DeBell, who starred alongside Bill Murray Meatballs, Barry Boswick of Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Alan Ruck, the renowned thespian who starred as Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And in lieu of trucker hats, we will be handing out prizes of Costco gift cards and miniature collectible dolls.
All right.
That's a good one.
Well, maybe we could add a ninth road show, maybe.
We could.
Jackson wants it.
We didn't really know what to do with a live Jackson.
So what happened? He called in during the program?
As Jackson.
Okay.
And we were kind of like, okay. It was very strange.
He did the same thing yesterday to my show with Mego, and Jackson was producing the show. So it was kind of weird. Two Jacksons at one time.
I heard it was Mego's show with you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I did introduce it every single time we came back as Mego and Shine.
Yeah,
is fair.
I don't know. Just,
who was in the one chair?
The rumors were.
Was Mego driving the bus?
I think Mego's always driving the bus.
Okay.
If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, I have another pair of Red Sox tickets for you. So call now, 617-931-0937. And if you know today's code word, which we gave you at 7, then you will win a pair of tickets to see the Sox and the Angels on June 2nd.
Shine needs bar pizza like he plays golf. He stinks!
I need more Chime versus Courtney content on this radio show. It is like the fuel that drives me throughout the day. It is pure joy because every time Courtney opens her mouth, the room gets dumber.
Oh, that's
I see. I disagree because
you
brought out a great source.
Thank you.
There was no Shine better than anybody.
Yeah.
I don't think you're dumb, Courtney. I just think your source was wrong.
Yeah, that's fine. And I don't think you're fat. I think that you just like Chick-fil-A.
I do like Chick-fil-A. That's fair.
I love Shine like a brother, one that I never wanted. And I think that his weight loss has been incredible and people should never be commenting on his weight. I also think if you're going to call somebody dumb, says more about you than me. There you go.
I like that attitude.
Yeah, how about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
They are projecting.
Yes.
their dumbness onto you.
Correct.
We haven't even gotten to the best part of Friday, which was Slane. How cool was that? I couldn't stop thinking about that driving home.
Like, I love him.
Awesome.
Love him. He came up to me after and he said, tell your husband I said hi. And so I got to tell Sansa, I'm like, Slane, so cool.
I still can't get over the fact that you guys watch the town 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, it's more so, I mean, there's a lot of good TV out there right now, so we haven't been watching as of late, but if there's nothing to watch, the town is going
on. You said you even watch it before bed, right?
What?
You said you even watch it before bed, right?
Yes, yeah. It makes me relaxed.
Going right to the town is a good movie.
Da 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 da. Today's I Know Nothing About Sports moment comes from Wiggy, who says with 2 outs, you should have the infield playing way in. This is one of the most moronic sports takes I've ever heard in my lifetime. All this does is take away your range with 2 outs where you can go to any base and any blooper over the infield, which would normally be an easy out to end the inning, is now a base hit and 2 run. Once again, this has been your I Know Nothing About Sports moment of the day.
Oh, just because you watch baseball and they tell you that you shouldn't have the infield in on 2 outs doesn't mean that you're right, because you need the infield in or at least the third baseman in against the right-handed batter for the dribbler up the third base
line. The bleeder. You never know when you're going to get a bleeder.
And when there's 2 outs and the guy that's up to bat is 0-for-3 and you know that you're going to put...
We got a bleeder!
You're probably going to have a pitch that's down and away, and he's reaching for it. Listen, I wasn't an all-city catcher for no reason, so don't ever question me on my baseball knowledge. Mm-hmm. If I had to rank it, it'd probably be top on the list.
Yeah.
It would be baseball, basketball, hockey, then football.
And I will say this, Wiggy's watched more Red Sox in person this year than anybody I know.
Correct.
True. Yes.
And I would ask, I think it's Flemball that interviews Cora every night.
Yes.
Can we get this question to them pregame?
Yeah.
Let's get the answer from the manager.
Yeah.
Right. I would definitely love to know, why wouldn't you have, if you don't want to put, all right, if you don't want to be aggressive like me, at least have the third baseman in.
Yes, I've heard about the lonesome loser, and his name is Numbnuts. Not only do I rent space in your head, I own it. Greg is spot on. I get under your skin so bad, and I love every minute of it. Hopefully, I'll be invited to the Numbnuts Invitational so I can take you down on the golf course. Numbnuts!
Did Greg say that this morning?
No, I think on Friday they were discussing that.
Yeah. Got it.
Well, I wish you well, Numbnuts. Enjoy the golf tournament.
It's the effort that he puts in is really, it's incredible.
Yeah, he does put a lot of effort in.
I mean, he's got to get the song lined up. And what's he playing the song? How does he do that? How is he recording that?
I don't know.
Must have a radio next to him.
So, I mean, no, does he have an 8-track or like, was he using cassette or... What is Angry Principal Dave doing when he does that, Shime, production value-wise?
Yeah, I don't know what apparatus he uses, but it's very, very well done. Because a lot of other people struggle rolling music in, and it's very poorly done sometimes. But he is just, he nails it every time. I got to give him credit.
And he finds the songs that go well with whatever he's...
I mean, a lot of people wouldn't think Little River Band in that scenario, but Angry Principal Dave did.
Right.
Nailed it.
I would love a video element maybe one time that he could get to Mitch of him actually doing the recording. Could add something.
From his office at school?
Well, the lighting in the basement isn't great.
Do you think he nails it first take every time, or does he have to call back?
No way. There's multiple outtakes.
Happy Tuesday, Greg Hill Show. Dale here, followed up by a little bit of not enough freaking clowns, followed up by caw-caw. And followed up by Red Sox freaking suck.
They do.
Yeah, they
Yep.
Turn it around quick. I like the person who called earlier and said, well, it's only May 27th. Yeah, I know.
No, you got to figure it out.
Soon it'll be June 27th, and then it'll be July 27th.
Yep.
So
you got the Yankees in a couple weeks, so you better make some ground up on them.
Shime's credibility is clearly nothing. I was behind him for a long time. I just thought he was misunderstood, but I was clearly wrong. Most of his draft picks don't
pan out. And then we had the whole trying to get work done during meetings that don't pertain to him. That was a bust because he didn't know something he was supposed to know about the show. And then we had the golf thing. We know how that turned out. A total disaster. And then the pizza thing. 16 plus? Yeah, 4. A whopping 4. And now we know why. He went to Chick-fil-A. Okay, maybe not Chick-fil-A. What'd you go to, Popeye's? Maybe it was Pizza Hut. Ah, who knows? Who cares? Shime, your credibility is shot. Shime still stinks, guy? My salutations to you, sir. Keep up the good work.
All right. I like that guy's voice.
I mean, I do like the Kyle Williams, though. Shime was a big season for
Kyle Williams. And Travion Henderson.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, is Mike Vrabel the best head coach or manager in the city currently?
Ken.
I mean, Bruins don't have one.
Yep.
Right.
So, man, I can't believe they still don't have one. I completely forgot about
Joe Mazzulla's team is out.
Yep.
No, I think you're right. He hasn't coached a game yet. He's the best coach in town.
Tom Thibodeau, he went to his bench. Like, there's a guy who can adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Second half adjustment.
Right.
Went to the bench. They win that basketball.
Is it irony that he can adjust it everywhere but his head?
Right. Only if he could have adjusted in the first two games.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know. But, you know, tonight's a big night. Because if they can win it, they go back to New York. They'll feel great about that one. And, you know, they could easily turn this series around and back into their favor.
Leave Shime alone. He just went through a traumatic situation, losing to an old man on the golf course. Let the guy eat his depression away.
Yeah.
Yep, fair.
Not really that old, but.
No, and he didn't just beat me. He laid down the hammer on me.
Yeah. You are old, Greg. I love you.
Not really.
I mean.
Hey, Coco. I'm with you on the presidential theme night. After all, who wouldn't want a Monica Lewinsky?
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were the other themes? We never got to that.
One was us just going out. The one on Saturday night. I forget what the theme was.
Old Navy.
Right.
It was at our other friend's house. It was a delicious meal. We had some steak, baked potatoes.
Oh. Was it like a Titanic theme dress up night?
No.
Titanic.
Were there any kids there?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of babies. And dogs.
Yeah, but I'm with Greg. You and Santo really didn't put no effort into the Kennedys.
Okay. No.
Because it looks like your everyday dress attire.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But that's how we dress.
Is that how the Kennedys dressed?
I mean, if you were to look up Jackie O and JFK in the summer, I think that we nailed it.
There's a great documentary that came out last year. What was it, like One Day in America, Courtney, where they had them on Nantucket or the Vineyard or the Cape, and they looked very similar.
Yeah.
Hey, me and my coworker were just talking about it. Can we get Cora knocking on trash cans again or something? I think that would help boost this team.
Amen. To be fair, if Belichick were struggling like this, the national conversation would be, hasn't won since he quit cheating.
Right?
But Belichick wouldn't be struggling like this because they would have fired him already. If he had 5 seasons of really last place finishes with 1 playoff run, which was the ALCS that you talked about, that they ended up losing that. I mean...
You're right, Wiggs. It's fair. I don't know if anybody else would be given this long to not be good.
International Shime haters would like to support our brother, the Shime Stinks Guy, in letting Shime know that we, the Latino delegation, vote that Shime stinks, Shime feige, y también Shime apesta. That's in 3 languages, English, Spanish, and Portuguese, that Shime stinks.
Well, wow. I like it.
Getting some little Latino love.
Love it. That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Shime. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you, as always, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
the worst band in the history of recorded music for Ken Lair.
Oh, come on.
Our boss, who has stopped by this morning. Hello. A lot to ask you about, by the way.
Oh, really?
Eyewitness to Thursday night. And by the way, great job by you and your staff on Roadshow number two.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We have a great staff. Carolyn, Eamon, Griffin. Yeah. They all do a fantastic job. But kudos to you guys. The live show has become so interactive with the audience. It should not be taken for granted how good you guys are in front of the live studio audience.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's not an easy thing. I've seen a lot of sports radio in corners of bars where guys are talking to themselves, and it's not fun, but this is an actual thing you want to go watch.
That's kind of a shot at Gresh.
I'm hearing renegotiate and then what you just said.
Well, I heard you call Ken your boss, which was rich.
I appreciate that as well.
He is my supervisor. Certainly I am open to all feedback of any kind,
right?
Critical or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw Shime consume a full bar pizza?
I guess I didn't count the slices. It just seemed to me, I offered Shime a piece of mine.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want it, I'm getting my own. And then I saw most of that pie disappear over the course of the night. So,
well, that's because Griff was sitting there, and I almost lost a hand trying to get a slice of buffalo chicken from him.
Jeez.
Yikes.
So now we got to ask Griff, because Shime did order one for himself.
No, I didn't even end up ordering one, Wiggy.
Oh.
They just, the guy there brought like three of them over, two of which had onions on them, which I was not partaking in.
Huh. All right. First of all, I want to get a review of Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
But before that, speaking of impossible missions, your current issue that the Boston Red Sox have from your perspective as Mr. Baseball.
Well, they can't score. I mean, it's infuriating. Crochet is awesome every time out, and they cannot win with the guy. You got to bring up Roman Anthony. Somehow they've got to find a way to get his bat in the lineup. Without Bregman, they are in trouble, and they just have too many nights where they're scoring one or two runs. And it's the worst thing. You've been to so many games this year. That is the worst feeling.
Right.
When you just feel like you could play 18 innings and they'll never score a run.
The only problem is, where do you play Anthony?
Sedan's got to come out. You put him in left. You move Duran to center.
All right, but now you're taking away from your defense by bringing Sedan out. And can you play him in the infield?
No.
I mean, I feel like the Christian Campbell experiment.
Maybe you drop him back and bring Roman up. That's not a bad idea.
And maybe play Roman at second base.
Yeah, he's never played infield, so I think they've got to. I mean, Sedan could play the infield.
All right, so there you go.
Put him at third, put Meyer over at second.
All right.
That's an option.
There's an option there.
Yep.
Well, you put Duran in center.
This failure up to this point, who is it on?
Bradford?
It's a collective. I mean, they didn't really have a plan for first base, so that's on the front office. I feel like they're too analytical. I mean, Curtis has brought up the crochet pull, but that's a stat guy thing. That might not even be Cora. That might just be, you know, nerds in the front office that say we've got to pull Crochet after 85 pitches. I still believe in Cora. I still think he's a good manager. He'll find a way to come out of this, I think. But they are missing some pieces right now. No doubt about that.
You went to see Mission Impossible?
I did. Noon showing yesterday in Natick.
How was it?
Good, not great. I mean, I've watched this series my whole life since, like, you know, 30 years. Probably saw the first one when I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
And it's good. It's a little long, though. It's almost 3 hours.
All right.
A lot of Tom Cruise.
Mind that,
if you don't mind that. And if you like the series, you're going to like this movie.
All right.
It's just a lot of shirtless Tom. There's not a whole lot of snappy dialogue. Good, entertaining scenes. Definitely good
action
scenes. So if that's all you're looking for, you got
it. Is the airplane stunt everything that it has been billed as? I mean, he does it himself.
Yeah, there were two. That's one of the two signature action scenes in the film, and it's good. It's not as good as I thought. The last one was better when he did the bike off the Matterhorn or whatever, but it's good.
That is so crazy. Yesterday, the first nice day in like a month, Ken's in a movie for 3 hours.
Well, we had to book the tickets like 5 days ahead of time.
Did you go alone? Uh-huh.
Right.
No, with the wife and friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But
so
it was good.
It's worth going to see that.
It was good. I'd give it a 7. I'd give it a 7-0 flat.
All right. It's not bad.
It's an homage to this. A lot of flashbacks, though, so you got to be prepared for that. Flashbacks, flash forwards.
I've never seen any of them, so I wouldn't even begin to go see him. Just
was
so long.
Was it a couple's theme trip to the movies?
No, we didn't go presidential theme. No, not for this one.
Next one, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. We didn't even do it on Memorial Day. We did it on the Sunday before. You have a problem with what I did?
I don't.
Okay.
Cool.
I think it's good.
Nothing wrong with a good theme.
Right.
Nothing wrong with a good
theme.
Nobody riffs like Laird.
All right. Well, so you would recommend going to see it, or
yes, I mean,
do you have to see it in a theater? Like, I haven't been to a movie. I feel like I want to go see a movie in. I haven't been to a theater in years.
Oh, it's so great. You're so close to the best one in the area.
Yeah, this one I think because it's so action based, you got to see this one in the theater.
Last one I went to see was Top Gun. I think.
Wow.
Maverick.
Yeah, well, we know Greg doesn't care about the big screen, so.
All right, Ken Laird, thank you.
Great job, Ken. Great job, Ken.
Good job.
And we will see you Thursday in Newport, correct?
No doubt, with Jones and Keefe as well in tow.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Jones and Keefe, they'll be there the night before for pregame.
I am checking them in at the Howard Johnson on Thursday. Nice. So we're sparing no expense.
Hojo.
And then we'll have an extended show with them, 10 to 2, at the Lobster
Bar.
Okay, awesome. All right, we got to go.
Woo-hoo.
Does it for us. Thanks for being here this morning. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Jones and Keefe are next. Have a great Tuesday. See ya.
Now the time has come for leaving.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.